Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to the segment Riyadu Salihin, hadith number 164, the ninth hadith of this chapter. Yesterday we spoke and we told you that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the narration of Jabir radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amara bil'aqil asabi'i was-sahfati. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the licking of the fingers and the plate, of course, after eating. وَقَالَ إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّهَا الْبَرَكَةِ. You do not know in which portion the food, the blessings lies. So you're not sure. But, so that is why, even that stressing, how much we waste. A lesson for myself, for all of us. Today, after you eat, whatever meal it is, see how much in that plate we have wasted. Now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructing that lick your fingers, there might be some barakah in that finger. What food is left over in that finger, there might be barakah. When we're washing our hands, you'll find, if you haven't licked your fingers properly, you're going to find all those rice grains coming out of there and going in the drain. This is it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conscientizing you to say, be wary of that as well. Not a single. So if you can't waste a single grain, now when you haven't yet finished the food and now you're just chucking it away, throwing it away, you are showing a great disservice to what the bounties of the, to show your appreciation for the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. So take care of each and every aspect. Before that aspect, before that bounty, before that item is no more. And now you are crying for food. And now you have to search. And there when we see on the news what is happening with the petrol prices, these are all avenues that creates fear. But we're saying, look, here's the avenues. And this is what we spoke about yesterday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِذَا وَقَعَتْ لُقْمَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا. When a person, if a morsel of food falls on the ground, then pick it up, remove the dirt, فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَا. Remove the dirt from it, and وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا, and eat it. وَلَا يَدَعْهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ, and do not leave it for shaitan. وَلَا يَمْسَحْ بِالْمِنْدِيلِ حَتَّى يَلْعَقَ أَصَابِعَهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِهِ الْبَرَكَةِ. So this is a different narration, but very similar. So, do not wipe your hand with a cloth until you lick your fingers, because you do not know in which portion of your food the blessing lies. So, drawing the same lesson home. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَحْضُرُ أَحَدَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِّنْ شَأْنِهِ. Shaitan, in another narration of Muslim, it says, Shaitan joins you in every task you pursue. And even joins you when you're going to eat. حَتَّى يَحْضُرَهُ عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ. When you are going to eat, he's also going to be there with you. So the translation is to the point that he will be present with that person when he's eating with his food. فَإِذَا سَقَطَتْ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ الْلُقْمَةُ. If a morsel falls, if any morsel of your food falls to the ground, then فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَا. Then remove the dirt from it. فَلْيَأْكُلْهَا, and eat it. وَلَا يَدَعْهَا لِشَيْطَانِ, and do not leave it for shaitan. So this is what we are saying, that eat and show that appreciation. Let's put it into practice today. That I will lick my fingers, I will lick my plate. If anything falls to the ground, I'm not going to be worried about what this and that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pick it up, remove the dirt, and then do not leave anything for shaitan. So this is how etiquettes of eating. Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability to put it into practice. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.